cry a little, sigh just a little. Let your cloud roll by, baby, little bud, baby. That's the glory of love.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. If you guys are just joining us, we're having a fantastic conversation with Teresa Kemp, who is the owner of the South Carolina Wilds Heritage Center. Here she's talking about the Underground Railroad Quilt Code exhibits that she has in her museum in McCormick, South Carolina. Teresa believes it's important that we understand slavery was more about economics and races other than the African Americans who were enslaved, and how people risked their lives to help. She talks here about the North Star symbol and code, which is part of John Rankin's home.
The North Star is the John Rankin house. Its code name is the North Star House. They wouldn't use the owner's names of Underground Railroad stations because they would be able to come back, arrest them. It was a crime to help fugitives or escaping slaves. They could be white, black, Native American, and many other populations that were here in America at the time. Slavery has nothing to do with color, everything to do with economics. You and I were discussing earlier at the start of the Civil War, there were 72 black plantation owners, African or African American plantation owners.
She continues with the story about a black man, also named John Rankin, and his involvement in assisting slaves along the Underground Railroad.
There were two Johns. One John, he was Black John, he would go up and down the Ohio-Kentucky River at night with a boat, looking for anybody who was trying to make that escape. That river, we call the River Jordan, is legendary. There are women who decided they were going to be caught and have killed all their children rather than have them go up as slaves. There are people who cross that river barefoot because they did not want to go back, and rather than with hounds chasing you, can't go back, don't know what's forward, but we're going to go. And you had to have a well-made-up mind. So one of the quilt patterns, when you see it over here, the Adinkra symbol, it talks about fortifying yourself, girding up your loins, and having a well-made-up mind, because you're making a life and death decision. Mm-hmm. So it's here at this center when people hear me say there were 4 million enslaved black people in the South. There were 262,000 free black people in the South before, during, and after the war.
She also explains the state of mind and level of endurance people must have in order to even attempt escaping, and how it influenced more than themselves, but how others who may have been helping along the journey were also impacted. So listen as she describes how she and her family followed the trail of the Underground Railroad in 1999, starting at Sullivan Island, and how they found places which still stand today.
You're making choices, bad choices or good choices, that will affect the rest of your life. And there's no individual entity, is what some of these symbols mean. That whatever decisions I make will impact you, my community, and the world around me like a ripple in the water. Every decision we make is going to cause a ripple effect. And it's going to disappear one day, but that effect, it will still be felt and heard.
Yeah, for generations, really.
Oh, yes, ma'am, for generations.
So may I ask you then about some of the other symbols? So for instance, like this one, we said to plant the garden.
Yes.
Would this mean then that they have reached a point where they can relax a little bit more?
Oh, yes.
And start taking on more of the day-to-day activities that would be a household?
When they reach the tumbling blocks, that's Niagara Falls in New York. Those geodesic rocks are still sitting here for centuries. In Africa, they have some of the largest and most spectacular waterfalls in the world, East and West Africa. So the people are very familiar with rock formations and caves that go through the waterfalls. So when they get there, I had never seen Niagara Falls. We were with our parents in 1999 as they were passing this quilt code down to my children. All of a sudden, the ground just opened up and there's Niagara Falls. You can't miss it. Because my husband was like, how are we going to find our way? And I said, we're going to follow this quilt code. He started laughing at me. We started at Sullivan Island, where our family was quarantined when they first reached American shores off the coast of Charleston, South Carolina. They were quarantined there to see if they would survive, smallpox free, fattened up for market, bathed and oiled down, then brought into the Charleston market and sold. From there, I'm not sure exactly where they went, but on the back table, we have the 1844 will from the Glenn County Dover Hall Plantation. From Thomas Dover, when he passes, he leaves them to William Dover Jenkins. When he dies in 1858, they purchased their freedom and moved here to McCormick, South Carolina, which is in McCormick County, formerly Old Edgefield District. So each of these symbols, after the tumbling blocks, which is Niagara Falls, they would go to the Nathaniel Dent Chapel, which is pictured right here, still standing in Niagara, Canada. And they said they replaced the window when we got there. And we were looking for a cathedral church. Mm-hmm. Well, the praise houses here just were built for one family, might seat eight people, really small praise houses. So we went to all these big, fine cathedral churches in Canada, and of course, none of them were the one. We finally found this church and called, and two women and a pastor had been keeping this open. They knew the quilt code was used, and they gave me copies of many of these documents that we have here. That's where I found out that my son did not know white people had been enslaved here in America, colonial America, and bringing it home, South Carolina. And he says, Mom, he said, that picture they're giving you over there has Native Americans and white children in it. It cannot be the first class of escaped slave children in Buxton, Canada. And I said, why not, Calvin? Now, you know, he's loud. Everybody's listening. Everybody stopped. We have TV cameras and media press with us. And he said, because only the Africans were slaves. So we use that as a teachable moment to say, no, everybody in the world has been a slave. It's not race. It's economics.
The importance of each person and each step along the journey was very important, and she highlighted that and how their role impacted the enslaved people on their journey to freedom.
Just like with this quilt, the decisions you make. Our family, when we take a job, we show up every day for work. You cannot miss a handoff on the Underground Railroad. Those people will die. You have to be where you are supposed to be to make that handoff. At the time, you got to just make it and go. You can't stay there and wait around. It is illegal. So as a Christian person, I've often asked myself, what kind of Christian am I? Because Levi Coffin and his wife in Fountain City, Indiana, kept 100 escaping fugitives a year for 30 years before he moved to Cincinnati, Ohio, to have a warehouse where he could house and hide a lot more people. They went to Canada to say goodbye to people they had helped. African and African-American people, everybody lined the streets and had this parade, and they're not used to it because they were Quakers. They're very modest people. But he and his wife are the rock stars of the Underground Railroad to me.
You're listening to Teresa Kemp, the owner of the South Carolina Wilds Heritage Center, talk about the fascinating Underground Railroad quilt exhibit that she has at her museum. Now, when I visited with her, there were so many quilts and so much to see and do there at the museum that you really have to go and see it yourself. And it's located in McCormick, South Carolina. Now, if you'd like to check out her website, go to plantationquilts.com. And we're going to take a break here. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Or give them a call at 912-223-6515. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We'll be right back.